Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. Nice bright sun shining outside, and we have some bright faces in the studio with me today. It's time for our live local interview. I have three guests in the studio with me today. Hal Spackman, the executive director from the Sitka Historical Society. Good morning, Hal.
Good morning.
I have Pat Alexander. She's the president of the board. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Peter.
And Jenya Anyachenko. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for coming in. We're here to talk about a special event that's been a long time coming here in Sitka. It's the grand opening of the Sitka History Museum. I'm going to start with Hal just to tell us a little bit about this museum. I'll start with you.
Thanks, Peter. I'll say it's been a long time coming. How about 61 years? Because the Sitka Historical Society was founded in 1957 with the vision of having their own museum for the people of Sitka to celebrate and commemorate Sitka's history. And now that is a reality. So we're having our grand opening tonight. It's from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at the Centennial Hall. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres and wine and beer and just a great time to see an absolutely beautiful facility.
So, of course, this facility is brand new or recently remodeled, and something that I've learned is that part of the Centennial Building remodel was specifically designed to house this museum.
Absolutely. In fact, the Historical Society even purchased a larger space to make it larger. It not only houses an exhibit, it houses a research room, the Rice Research Room. It houses a curator's office and a very beautiful collections room, the Hames Collection Room. And so we are so excited about this because for the first time we can centralize all of our collections, we can offer more research for the public, and we can provide an absolutely awesome museum experience for all ages.
Okay, well, I'd like to turn that then over to Jenya. So, Jenya, we just met.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Sitka. Jenya is the curator and is responsible for what you're going to see when you walk in the door.
Is that a big
responsibility?
I'm a part of a team, I would put it this way.
Well, part of a team, but you have the title. So tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and what you're hoping to do with the new museum.
I am from St. Petersburg, Russia, originally. I've been living in Alaska for over 16 years by now, and most of my time here was working in different museums. So it's not a new line of work for me, although it's a new museum. And it's really, really exciting. I've never really been a part of opening a new museum, mm-hmm. So that's fascinating. This museum has great potential. It's a good collection, but we're hoping to make it even better and bigger. And what gets me really excited about this new facility is that I hope we'll bring people in. I hope that it will create an opportunity to hear new stories from people of Sitka and maybe from people who come to visit Sitka. I really hope we'll be able to create programs for all ages. I would love to see children. I would love to see teens. I would love to see people of all walks of life in the museum.
So what's exciting for you that this is a new museum, different than museums, established museums that you worked in before? Why is it special? What potential do you see with this brand new facility?
I like that it has a potential to be very open to the community feedback and be very responsive to what people will see and how they will respond to it. It's a big moment for us tonight because we've been conceptualizing and working on these displays and putting them together. But when people walk in, they always bring questions, ideas, criticism sometimes, mm-hmm. all kinds of voices and opinions, which we're in the position to accommodate and work with and improve, develop, open up. I see this museum as a conversation, as opening up to the community and being able to carry it on. It's not an ivory tower, as a lot of older museums mm-hmm. tend to be.
So you said this has been a long time in coming, and Pat Alexander, I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about that. So you've been in the planning phases for this for how long? I put you on the spot.
Well, over 6 years, Peter. one of our members of the Sitka Historical Society, Ernestine Massey, has been involved with the museum for over 20 years. And they had thought a lot about what the museum should be, but the deep planning started about 6 years ago. And what we wanted was to create a model of excellence for community-driven celebration of local history. And it's a living thing. It's not just artifacts in the museum, but our members bring a lot of history that we use in our events. And in my opinion, without our membership, we are nothing. We have been fortunate to have people who are willing to give of their time and knowledge to help make the Sitka History Museum a better place. And now your museum is opening, and we see ourselves as stewards of these artifacts, and we would be remiss not to thank the Rasmussen Foundation and the city for all of the assistance that they have provided to help this dream become a reality. The city has a lot invested in this museum, and they've worked with us hand in glove for years to make this happen.
Well, I'm excited in seeing the new space, that's for sure. So, and Hal, you mentioned this earlier, the space is certainly different, professionally designed, and also has some additional resources that previous museums in the Centennial Building did not have. You mentioned earlier the research room and then a collections room. Could you tell me a little bit about that, you or Jenya?
Well, sure, and Jenny can jump in here, but basically, it's surprising how many people have connections to the history of Sitka, not only in Sitka, but outside of Sitka. So they're always asking us for research requests. Mm-hmm. And this museum actually has a space, the Rice Research Room, for people to come in and work on computers. We're also hoping to do programming that's centered around research and history, such as an ancestry program. And we also have this beautiful collections room where we can now house our collections safely, in that we went to Juno, and when they built their new museum, they had all this beautiful movable shelving that we put in. We tore down, brought over here, and put it in. It's absolutely amazing. It works better here than it did in Juno. Mm-hmm. And so it's like it's inviting to the public. And I guess that's what's important to us, is we want the public to be part of it, because we wouldn't even be here without all the volunteers who helped us raise the money for this and helped it happen. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, everybody volunteered in different ways. You were a volunteer that you played music for our brew festival.
That's true.
We've had people have come in and cleaned. We've had people have donated money. We've had people who have literally done things that you would never expect, hauled trash, you know, just to make this happen.
Well, I'm going to ask for, we have just a few seconds left, and I'm going to ask Jenya if she could think of one artifact, one thing that excites you that you think people would like to come and see this evening or later on after the grand opening is over.
I could think of two, maybe.
Two is fine.
One is very special for me. I think it will be very special for many Sitkans. It's a Terry Rofker's Raven Tail Rope, one mm-hmm. of the last pieces she made,
and yes.
It's a beautiful piece. It, I kind of had a conversation with it as I was putting it up. It definitely had a voice in how it wanted to be, and once we put it in the display case, it just looked so happy, you know. It just wanted to be out. It really wants to be seen. It wants to. Mm-hmm. Wants to be together with people coming in and looking at it. And another piece is maybe closer to my heritage. We actually have two nails from Captain Bering's ship,
wow.
which wrecked on Bering Island. Mm. So not many collections in the world can boost something like
this. So oh, fantastic. So just a couple of examples of things to see at the Sitka History Museum grand opening tonight at 6:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. If people have questions, Hal, what's a way to contact?
They can contact me on my cell phone, 738-3766.
Okay.
That's 738-3766. And I want to add that there are our first temporary exhibit is World War II in Sitka. So some of you will remember that, so you're going to like to see that.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Our guest today, Hal Spackman, he's the executive director from the Sitka Historical Society. Pat Alexander, here she's the president of the board. And Jenya Anichenko, the curator. Thanks so much for coming in. Look forward and
Thank
good
you.
Luck for your event this evening. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Thank you Peter. Yeah.